Memories. A Moonlight fic written by Sprock and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Steven notices he's missing the previous day's memories. He tries not to spiral because of it. Steven furrowed his eyebrows, staring at the organizer app on his phone. He scrolled up, checking the calendar. He clicked on the previous day, but everything looked how it was supposed to. The tasks he needed to take care of had been taken care of like normal. He just couldn't remember doing it. He took a deep breath and massaged his eyes. Mark had probably taken care of them, just like he always did when Steven wasn't present for it. Trying to calm himself, Steven reached for a cup and filled it with water, just like had been his routine every other day for the past month. Layla had found some wild mint somewhere growing alongside one of their potted plants. They hadn't paid it much attention other than using it every once in a while in baking or tea, until one day Layla realized it had been slowly taking over the other potted plants in their balcony. So now, they were trying to keep it contained and regulated. Hence, Steven taking care of watering it once every day. He thought he'd be over it at that point, the losing time, even days, and the confusion. But the nauseating sensation of not even feeling like you're missing something, not even knowing you've forgotten until something else tells you, he can't stand it. There's also nothing he can do about it. It used to be much worse. He certainly didn't miss the times he used to yell at Mark and Layla after finding himself suddenly fronting with no recollection of ever getting wherever he was in the first place. And it's not like he's over it. He's already thought of how much it sucks not to remember, of knowing there are memories he's not privy to. But he greatly prefers breathing through the nausea and the disorientation over getting angry at people that had even less control than him over the situation. Luckily, with communication between him and Mark came more control over who took the body. They'd been having an easier time staying co-conscious as well. Mark didn't like it when Steven did research about their condition, but Steven hated not knowing more. So they made do without use of the technical terms when they could, and Steven felt content with just having answers. From what he had read, other people's experiences, academic papers, everything he could get his hands on, the more progress they make in communication, the less gaps there should be. And yet, in any case, Steven knew there would be memories Mark will never relinquish control of, and there were memories he was not sure he wanted to be made aware of. If their presence was anything to go by, the past must have been quite a time, Steven imagined. But Mark was not ready, might never be ready. And that was another thing about memories that Steven had to come to be okay with during the time they'd met. He took another deep breath. Inhale. Exhale. He tipped the glass into the pot and stared at it until the soil absorbed all water.